Test 64, Section 2, Question 8. Here we're looking for what would provide the strongest evidence against the bottom-up theory. So in other words, what would weaken this argument. And in this case, the argument says, according to the bottom-up theory, how ecosystems are structured, availability of edible plants is what primarily determines its characteristics. Since that determines, so basically edible plants determines characteristics. Because, so that's our kind of our conclusion or the overall theory. And then it's giving the reason why plants determine how many herbivores it can support, which in turn determines how many predators. This theory also holds the reduction in the number of predators will have little impact on the rest of the ecosystem. And so basically the theory says the available plants dictate the ecosystem and the predators really isn't going to have a whole lot of impact. So we want something that's going to be evidence against that. So we want something where the plants aren't really determining the ecosystem or where predators do have an impact. So, in an effort to build up the population of a rare species of monkey on V Island, monkeys were bred in zoos and released. However, it failed because the trees on which they fed were nearly extinct. Well, that would support the theory because that was the plants that are edible that had a problem. After hunting virtually eliminated predators on R, the population of many herbivore species increased more than tenfold, causing the density of plants to be dramatically reduced. Well, that actually would go against this theory because we reduced the predators and suddenly there was a major impact on the ecosystem. So B is pretty good for weakening this theory. After many of the trees on J were cleared, leafcutter ants, which require forested, decreased in population, as did the anteaters. That would support it because it's saying you get rid of the plants and it's going to sort of bottom up impact is going to follow, meaning you get less plants, leads to less leafcutters, less anteaters. After a new species of fern was introduced to L Island, native ferns were almost eliminated. However, this did not affect the population of the herbivores that had eaten the native ferns, since they also thrived on the new fern. Well, the thing there is, it didn't change the availability of plants, so we wouldn't expect, according to the theory, there to be a change in the herbivores either. It's just the availability of plants, not necessarily a specific plant. Plants that are the dietary staple of wild pigs on S have flourished over the last three decades. Population of pigs has not changed much in spite of extensive hunting. Well, if anything, that would kind of support it too, because it's going to say, look, you reduce one of the things, and you're still going to have the population about the same because it's the plants that are driving the population more than hunting. And so the correct answer here would be answer choice B, because that's a case where a decrease in predators changed the entire environment, which is the exact opposite thing of what the theory held.